Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and you don't know what it means today. No Mike Sempervivi. Today, it'll be myself and Filthy Tom Lawler. This will be our weekly show. Because really, you know, there's not a lot to talk about in terms of news, with the exception of that terrible SmackDown show. So, it is Tom's beat. So we're going to go over SmackDown here today. We can talk about that collision show as well, which was a very good show. And we'll talk about the lineups. We got Raw, and we got NXT, and we got Dynamite, which I think we only have one thing announced for Dynamite, if I am not mistaken. And that is heading into a pay-per-view on March 9th and an Elimination Chamber this coming Saturday. WrestleMania is coming to New Orleans. You probably all know that because The Rock is all wacky. And we'll tell you about that and try and figure out what in God's name is this guy talking about on the SmackDown show Friday night. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And, yes, I did just admit SmackDown was terrible. It was terrible. I'm the most honest guy you're going to find. That show sucked. But I do have one thing I want to say about the show when we come back before Tom starts his review. And it will be a challenge. Dom, get your finger on the dump button. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Brian and Filthy Tom. And somebody in the chat said, don't we have some extra matches announced for Dynamite? And in fact, we do. And I just found them. I'm going to add them to my my lineup sheet here where I have everything. Yeah, so we do have Takeshita versus Orange Cassidy for the international title, Will Ospreay versus Brian Keith, and Harley versus Deonna Purrazzo. So, before we get going on SmackDown, I do want to say something here, because I've spent the entire weekend just burying the show. Sucked. Absolutely sucked. I was full of vitriol and fury. And I thought about it a little bit in the last few hours. I calmed down a little, you know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. I've seen people blaming Road Dogg. Oh, is it Road Dogg? What happened was The Rock decided that he was going to be on the show. And apparently it wasn't the last minute. Like, apparently him and I guess probably Ari Emanuel and maybe who knows who else. You know, they got it figured out a little earlier. But as far as, like, the people writing the show, like, the people who actually have to write the show and everything, they found out on Thursday afternoon. And so they had to rewrite the show. They had to cancel matches that were planned. They had to rebook main events. And, you know, I was watching the show, and I finished reviewing it with Dave, and I was like, you know what, God, this is like the first show in forever that just totally felt like a Vince McMahon show. It just sucked. And I thought about it and it was like, you know why it felt like a Vince show? Because instead of Vince coming in at the last second and tearing the whole script up, you had old Dwayne, as Dave likes to call him. Old Dwayne showed up and he screwed the entire thing up at the last second and we got a horrible show. And it's not even just like he screwed up a show. He screwed up SmackDown. So I don't know about the rest of you, but if I think about all of the wrestling shows, okay, all of the major AEW, WWE shows that I watch every week, the show that I look forward to the most, okay, the show that I look forward to the most, where I think, oh man, today is such and such a day and such a show's on tonight, it's actually NXT, okay? NXT isn't the best show, but I look forward to Tuesdays because I get to watch NXT and man, I don't know what's going to happen. I never know what's going to happen. We're probably going to have some great match with like Axiom and Nathan Frazier. We're probably going to have some horrible match. We're going to have Ava making some stupid ruling. I mean, it's just like, it's an old school pro wrestling show. It is like the old days. You never know what'll happen in WWE. You never know what'll happen in NXT. That is a show I look forward to the most. Second is Dynamite. Because Dynamite, no matter what happens, you're always going to get a couple of bangers. And I like a banger here or there. You know, third would be Raw and Collision. They're kind of tied, you know. And then in distant final place is SmackDown. I dread Fridays. 3 hours. Ever since this show went to 3 hours, it suffered. It drags. It goes on forever. And this past Friday, we had a 3-hour-long SmackDown that got rewritten at the last minute. And so this was straight out of like 2019, 2020. Vince shows up before a 3-hour Raw. He throws out the script. You got to rewrite the whole thing. We got matches that go way too long. People don't know what they're doing. We got botched spots. It was just a travesty. So maybe this coming Friday, we'll be back on track. It'll just be too long. But man, I was like, Dave, this is the worst SmackDown I've seen in years. He goes, oh, it wasn't the worst. And I was like, which one's worse? What SmackDown in the last 2 years has been worse than this one? You watch all the shows, Tom. I'll throw to you. What SmackDown show in the last 2 years has been worse than Friday?
Well, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Because there isn't one.
This is memorably bad because of the return of The Rock in that promo. I'm sure if we went back and looked, there's some atrocious segments over the past years that we've been covering SmackDown. I'm sure there were some shows that were god-awful at best.
But in the last 2 years.
The last 2 years?
None.
None. Zero. Since the
Bloodline storyline. And even if there was a bad one, it would have only been 2 hours.
Yeah, since the Bloodline storyline was kind of kicking, SmackDown was the best show that WWE had until this show moved to USA Network. And since then, it has just been not all downhill, but
this one
certainly went down and leveled out.
This one. Unless someone can find me another example, this was for sure the worst SmackDown in the last 2 years. And we've got, what is it, almost March? We got 3 more months of suffering before this show can go back to 2 hours again. But anyway, Tom is going to review the show. And I told you, Dom, please finger on the dump button. I'm going to do my best. But like, when you get me and Tom together, sometimes I can't help myself. And we're talking about a terrible show. So just help a brother out. Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry, I was trying to find an awful SmackDown through the years, but you want to review this one? You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tiffany, Bianca, Naomi, Cody Rhodes, they all showed up at the arena. Cody Rhodes almost immediately runs into Nick Aldis, who let him know that he is out of tonight's 6-man advertised main event. Cody asks, why? How? And Nick's like, there's nothing you can do if you smell what I'm cooking. So they push The Rock being there tonight for his big announcement. And we go to the first contest, which is Drew McIntyre taking on Jimmy Uso. And yeah, they went back and forth through much of the match. Drew did a reverse Alabama slam into the ring steps before we went to a commercial. We came back. Jimmy made his comeback, but Drew had control once again. He went for the Claymore. Jimmy super kicked him. Drew gave him the headbutt, yelled at his face, berated him, told him this is his WrestleMania. He went for the reverse Alabama slam again. Jimmy rolled through and pinned Drew McIntyre, a big upset win for Big Jim. And then Drew attacked him after the match. It was broken up by the referees after he was going to claymore his head into the post. And then he left, but he decided this was not enough. He ran back and finally gave him the Claymore for real before taking off.
You know, this wasn't a bad match at all. It was all right. I mean, It's Drew McIntyre and Jimmy Uso. It was kind of by the numbers, but I couldn't understand the finish for the life of me. Drew McIntyre is in the chamber. Jimmy Uso is not. So unless Drew's going to win the chamber and then Jimmy's going to try to win his spot for WrestleMania or something like that, I have no idea why they did this. And then, okay, fine, you beat Drew McIntyre. That's cool. And then Drew just destroyed this guy afterwards. Absolutely destroyed this guy. And I will say that I am sick of the spot where the guy goes to the back, but then he breaks free and runs back and hits a move. They do this all the time. At least once a week, there's a brawl. One guy gets pulled. He's most of the way up the ramp. He breaks free. He runs down. Like, it's cool here and there. The crowd gets into it. But I don't need it on every single show. And we saw it here again, and I was like, yep, been there, done that plenty of times.
I think Big Jim is somehow going to be tied into Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. I think maybe he costs him the Elimination Chamber. Maybe he's hiding inside the chamber the whole show. I don't know. Solo Sikoa, he's arrived at the arena. He lets Fatu and Tama Tonga know that last week, all that commotion, them running into each other, hitting each other, it was all an accident. Fatu says, yeah, I know it was an accident, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be standing here. Solo says, look, tonight I'm going to be in your corner. But Fatu says, nah. Over the past few months, it's been me and Tama running things around here. Tonight, it's going to be you and me. Solo says, you know what? That's the kind of thing, that's the kind of reason that I love you, Jacob. And I'm going to go talk to Nick Aldis right now.
You know, for a while there in this Bloodline storyline, like the way they booked, I mean, they booked Solo like an idiot. He always had to be saved by Fatu and this and that. And like all summer long, it was like they give the Solo no credibility. It's all Jacob. And then the feeling was always, well, that big Roman and Jacob match is going to be money. Well, here we are, and I don't think they're doing that match because Roman's a babyface. Jacob is clearly going babyface. I think they're doing Jacob and Solo at Mania. So I don't know what's up with the Bloodline. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Here with old Filthy Tom. We're going to get into the next part of SmackDown here. The show was fine up until this point. It was this Miz segment that it was just the beginning of the end. By the way, if you want to watch something better than SmackDown, you can watch Collision. Watch Raw, NXT, pretty much anything. Including, if you go to my Twitter, my ex, at Brian Alvarez, and you subscribe as an ex-follower, I put up a bunch of videos yesterday when Vinny and I and the kids went to Granny's old folks' home to have dinner. Including, Granny's got a new motorized wheelchair, and she's got a long haul, and so we saw how fast it could go. That freaking thing goes fast. So if you want to see those videos and get scoops, subscribe to my ex at Brian Alvarez. All right, we had Truth meeting with Carmelo earlier in the day in a terrible segment that only got worse.
Yeah, Truth and Carmelo were interacting backstage. And then your boy The Miz showed up, Brian. And somehow a tag team match is set up for later tonight with Melo Don't Miz taking on R-Truth and his mystery partner, a Louisiana legend, he says. So R-Truth came out. He rapped hard as hell once again. Brought out his tag team partner, local legend, Louisiana Knight. You know, I thought this was cute.
God, get out.
Truth gives him some Mardi Gras beads, a po' boy sandwich. As they go to the ring, Truth got confused. He tried to tag in The Miz. He thought he was still partnering with him and Awesome Truth. He got knocked off the apron. They put the heat on him. LA Knight came in later, got the hot tag. Knight and Miz were on the floor when all of a sudden, Shinsuke Nakamura appeared, attempted to kick LA Knight, absolutely whiffed. LA Knight, like, stumbled into the post. Then Miz and Melo gave Truth a combined skull-crushing finale, first 48, and got the win. What are they, the skull-crushing first 48?
This was straight out of 2019 Raw. Got The Miz all over this show. He's teaming with poor Carmelo Hayes, whose career is dead. LA Knight is out there as Louisiana Knight, teaming with Truth. I just watched this, and it just sucked.
Whoa, you're not going to mention Nakamura?
Nakamura.
The guy with the most seniority.
Bro,
match.
This guy does a running knee to the back, but he doesn't even touch LA Knight, and LA Knight flies into the post anyway. I was like, is there anything about this entire segment? Is there one good thing about this segment? The answer is no. Brutal. Freaking horrible.
I like R-Truth. That was the good part about the segment.
Let me talk about the next segment. It's Tiffany Stratton coming out for a promo.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Okay, listen. I was a gymnast, everybody. Been around a lot of gymnasts in my life. Coach gymnastics, the whole shebang. Tiffany Stratton is every gymnast who is completely all in her own head. And you can see it in her matches, and you can see it in her promos. She's got to relax, dude. Like, this promo that she cut here was bad. It was a bad promo. And in fact, like, if you someone brought this up to me. Her promos before the crowd are always bad. Like, she does all right when she does, like, backstage skits when she's doing the Tiffy Time character. But as far as, like, promos to the crowd, not good. And they throw her out here with these atrocious lines. At the chamber, Trish and I will make sure the unstoppable force comes to a definitive end. I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like a babyface now. But it's the exact same thing that they do with Charlotte. It's like Charlotte is the queen. And so, like, that's her gimmick. And they don't change it when she goes babyface. So she's a babyface that looks down on people. And she makes some bloke hold the ring ropes open for her. And it's just like, how can you cheer this person? But they want you to. And it's the same thing with Tiffany. Tiffany is still, she hasn't mentioned her daddy, but she's still doing the rich daddy's girl. You know what I'm saying? She's doing the whole gimmick. She talks like a heel, but like she's supposed to be a baby face. So this was just appalling. And then Nia and Candace came out and set up a match with Tiffany and Candace. And it's like a 3-hour show. And so
the match was already set.
Yes.
They didn't need to set it up.
They didn't need to go twice as long as this match should have gone. This match went on forever. It goes through a commercial break. It's just going on and on and on. And it wasn't really all that good. And I was dying at this point.
Charlotte comes out middle of the match and joins the commentary team. Eventually, Tiffany won with the prettiest moonsault ever. First, she gave Candace LeRae the weakest possible Alabama slam into the barricade, pointed at Charlotte, then hit the prettiest moonsault ever and won. Nia attacks her afterwards. Goes for the Annihilator. Trish Stratus runs down for the save. I probably would have advertised Trish Stratus being there, you know? But, hey, she runs in. LeRae and Nia eventually get her. LeRae gives her the Jeff Galooly, takes out her knee. Nia stacks them on top of one another, and then...
Are you like, going to defend this one?
She leapt off the ropes and landed on her feet, and then gently... It was like she was trying to touch an egg with her bosom.
Does not, it wasn't her bosom, butt, it was her buttocks.
But not crush the egg.
Dude.
And then Brian, I gotta tell you something. You know what's gonna happen here? You know what's gonna happen? Charlotte is gonna get over as a baby face because Tiffany did such an awful job. Because I turned on this Charlotte character. I didn't like it before, but when she got in and was so ridiculous, pointing at the sign.
Oh my God.
Walking over Tiffany's body and then dusting off her feet on her. I was like, that's it. She's the baby face
now. You know what's funny? Is sometimes I watch NXT and somebody does something preposterous. And so, like, I recreate it here on this show, but I try to do it in a more preposterous manner to illustrate how preposterous it was. I cannot recreate how Charlotte pointed at that sign. You can't either, dude. Like, you can't. I tried to do it on the show, and I was like, I'm not even close. Like, the most ridiculous, over-exaggerated sign pointing is still less preposterous than what Charlotte did. I was like, oh, my God. God. This segment sucked.
Damian Priest was backstage, wanted to know why The Rock was there. He asked Cody.
It's a good Cody's question.
Like, I don't know. Priest says, you know what? I respect you enough to tell you I'm going to win the chamber, and then I'm going to go after your title. Then Braun Strowman shows up, and they both basically agreed that each of them wanted to win last week. There's no hard feelings between them, and they'll team up later tonight.
You know, I got to say, this Braun Strowman, I mean, he's like one of the rare gems in this company to me now. Like, his matches are always fine. He's like the one giant that's lasted all the way through the end. And like, his matches are passable for a big dude. I mean, and his promos, I like his delivery. He sounds like a monster. And I like this guy.
I oddly enough, like the team of him and Damian Priest, too. Not necessarily as, like, they need to be a full-time team, but having these guys kind of at the top of the card teaming up against other big names.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good use of them. So... Byron was backstage with Naomi and Bianca. Byron says, after last week's footage, they think Liv and Raquel are responsible for the attack on Jade. Naomi's like, no, we don't think that. We know that. And Bianca says, look, Jade is recovering and hasn't been able to text us back. Excuse me? What did they do to her? What did they do to Jade that she hasn't been able to text them back? Because you could actually use voice to text if it was her hands. If it was her voice, she could use her hands to text them. So what's going on here?
I don't know.
Naomi is set to face Liv Morgan next. We had a spooky Alexa Bliss video package that scared nobody. Naomi and Liv never got underway because Liv and Raquel attacked the tag champs during Naomi's entrance. Beat them up. And then Nick Aldis booked Chelsea in a match next week in Toronto on SmackDown. We don't know any more details than that. And then The Rock came out. I don't know what to say about the following promo. So I will mention
7 minutes.
Wow.
27 minutes.
He announced, the one thing I am sure of, the one thing I am positive of at the end of this promo, is that WrestleMania 42 will take place in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Superdome on April 11th.
Hey, 12th. Let me do something for you, all right? I'm going to start the timer here, okay? The Rock came out, and he announced WrestleMania in New Orleans. He put over the crowd, and then he buried the crowd, and then he put over the crowd, and then he buried the crowd. He called out Cody. He told Cody, I want you to be my champion. I will get you more Instagram followers than ever. I want you to be my champion. I don't want the belt. I don't want the belt. I want your soul. I will be at Elimination Chamber. I want your answer. 30 seconds. There was 30 seconds of content in what The Rock said. And the segment went 27 minutes. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I'm all for long-term storytelling here. And there was a long-term story that we've all forgotten. Something I was wrong about at the time, but apparently I was right. Or I was wrong. I was wrong. But now I see that they were right. So anyway, there was an NXT, and The Rock showed up. Do you remember this? The Rock showed up on NXT. And he met with Ava, his daughter Ava. And they had a moment. And do you remember what The Rock said to Ava?
No.
He said, I just don't know what I'm going to say out there. Perhaps you could give me some advice. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. Ava is going to give advice to The Rock on what he should say out there. Well, you know what? As it turns out, Ava should have been on SmackDown. Maybe she could have given him some advice about what to say out there. Because it turns out he had nothing to say except that he wants this man's soul, and he's going to be at Elimination Chamber. See, the thing is this. What is this guy talking about? He even had a press conference afterwards, and he did this big press conference. He goes, yeah, one of the great things about this business is we can do storylines that don't necessarily need to lead to matches. I'm like, you know, it was an absolutely horrendous booker at the end. Horrible. Was Vince McMahon. And Vince McMahon would not let you promote a match he was not going to deliver. If you teased a match that he wasn't going to deliver, like, you were in trouble. He'd ice it. You're only going to promote a match that's going to be delivered. You're telling me The Rock is going to, like, do a bunch of angles with Cody to not lead to a match? Then everyone's like, well, you know, he's going to do the Mr. McMahon thing and Cody's going to be Stone Cold. I was like, really? Well, I don't know if you guys remember Vince and Stone Cold, but like I rewatched it. I watched it the first time and then went and rewatched it again. You know who was on the show every week during that feud? Well, Vince McMahon and also Stone Cold. They were on the show every single week. You're telling me that The Rock is going to be on SmackDown every week to play Mr. McMahon to Cody Steve Austin? You know what else happened? You know what else happened? Is Vince and Steve Austin actually led to a match. They had a bunch of matches. They sucked, but they had matches out of it. So anyway, I'll tell you what's not going to happen. The Rock isn't going to be on the show every week. What, is he going to send an emissary? Is he going to send Claudio Castagnoli like Moxley sent him to Japan to take out Shooter? What are we doing here? What happened was the guy showed up. He wanted to announce WrestleMania. And then, like, he got excited and he decided he wanted to do something really long. And then it's like, okay, well, now what? There is no now what. Maybe he has something in his head or whatever. Remember when he gave Cody that present last year that we never found out what the present was? That was a great follow-up there. Remember when him and Cody were feuding and, like, they were almost certain, and now they're best friends and their moms chill out together at shows? Yeah, I'm not bullish on this whole thing. Maybe old Dwayne can prove me wrong. I'd be happy to be proved wrong. I'd like Cody and The Rock. I don't think we're going to get it.
The Rock said the thing he's always wanted more than anything in life was a brother. Do you believe that?
No. This guy goes, the thing he handed Cody was the Rolex. No, it wasn't. Cody was he was wearing the Rolex at the press conference before The Rock came out on Raw. He wore it at the press conference. So no, Rock can say that, but that's not what it was. Anyway, who cares? You want to recap it or should we move on?
We're going to get our answer March 1st.
Yeah.
That's when the Rock. What if Cody had been like, you know what? Hell yeah, brother. Let's do it. I'm on your side. Would the Rock be like, no. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it till March 1st.
Hey, this guy's got a good point. His dad was the Soul Man. Maybe he's now going to be Soul Man the Rock. He collects souls. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he meant the sole of his shoes.
Then he's talking
Did
about...
Did we ever think about that?
And he goes...
Cody's nice $1,000 loafers that he was out there in?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Tom. Would you consider yourself like a rich man, a wealthy man set for life?
Well, health is wealth, so no.
Okay. So, like, if The Rock came up to you and he's like, Tom, brother, like, I want you to be my champion. I like, house of your dreams. I'll take care of your wife and kids for generations. You know, all this. Okay, you know, maybe you'd think about it, right? He's saying this to the WWE champion. Who's like, he's been the champion. He's the top guy in all of WWE. He's supposed to be, like, filthy rich. He always comes out dressed like he's rich. And there's never been a story about how Cody's got no money. And Rock is trying to say, you know what Rock's argument was? I'll get you to 500 million Instagram followers. Oh. Well, good God, in that case. Let's go into business together. Because I'm not happy with my... He goes, Cody, you have like millions of Instagram followers, right? Cody's like, yeah. Cody doesn't even care. You should see how Cody answers the question. He's like, yeah, I guess so. He doesn't care. And then Rock's like, I got 500 million. I could get that for you. I'm like... I don't get it, dude. Whoosh. Anyway, the show kept going.
Yeah, I guess it did. Pretty Deadly took on DIY. The champs came out, talked some trash early. Pretty Deadly ran down, cleared the ring as their music played and the disco ball spun. After commercial, the Pretty Deadly brunette got a hot tag. They hit a assisted code breaker, uppercut, teardrop, suplex. They set up for their finish, but the Street Profits ran in, laid waste to both teams until the Motor City Machine Guns ran down. They engaged in fisticuffs with the Profits, but Ford and Dawkins laid them out too until their music hit, and they stood standing tall at the end of this segment.
See, here's the thing with this segment. It's like I absolutely hated it, okay? But when you think about it, okay, what they did was what they needed to do in their minds to build up a four-way. We're obviously going to get a four-way with these teams or whatever, some combination of whatever. But it's like, dude, at this point in the show, the last thing I needed was another run-in. But then I have a little bit of sympathy because if we hadn't had The Rock and everything else on this show, it might have been fine. I'm sure when it was originally scripted, it wouldn't have irritated me as much. But at this point, after having sat through 2 hours of this wretched show, another match with another run-in, there was a run-in or interference in every single match after the opener. Every single solitary one. And it was just too much for me. It's like, God, this show sucks.
Kevin Owens then creeped very closely.
Thank God for this man.
To Sami Zayn's house. Every week he's phenomenal, as is Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn and his family were eating dinner. Very plain walls in this house. No decorations, just white wall. Spartan existence, of course, for Sami Zayn. True hipster. KO wonders if his family knows what Sami Zayn's about to put them through when he ends Sami's career in Toronto because Sami is too proud and too selfish.
I thought this was an awesome promo.
Yeah, but you know what? May have been the worst one he's done. Just by default, because they're all so good every single week.
You know you're a great promo when you're building interest in a match that we've seen 785 times.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen somebody do this thing where they go to somebody's house and watch them from afar or invade their home?
Yes.
Like, I am generally so sick of this, but he just went there and looked at him.
Well, not only that, but like, in most cases, it's absolutely completely stupid. But I will say, I can't believe I'm defending this. When it comes to, like, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I wouldn't be surprised if they had keys to each other's houses.
Yeah.
So, like
of
okay.
course he knows where he lives. And, of course. He's not going to break into the guy's house and beat him up in front of his family because he loves his family as well, actually. So, good stuff, of course, as always. We then had the main event, Damian Priest, Braun Strowman, my guilty pleasure tag team at the top of the card, taking on Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. And Priest and Strowman were dealing it to the bloodline. Strowman went for the run around the ring shoulder tackle. Tama Tonga had a chair. Strowman punched it out of his hands, but Fatu rushed him, wiped him out over the timekeeper's area. They were doing the hip attacks on Strowman when we came back, trying to get themselves DQ'd. But Strowman kicked him, landed a spine buster, tagged in Priest, who ran wild. Priest did a rope walk crossbody, set up for a lariat, but Solo lifted him. Priest stopped him. Tama got on the apron for a distraction. This allowed Fatu to neck Priest on the rope. Solo hit the spinning Solo Uranage for two. He then lined up for the spike, but Priest grabbed his throat. Fatu came in with a super kick. Priest moved. Fatu kicked Solo Sikoa. Braun then ran over Fatu and Tama on the outside. Absolutely ran through them. Trucked them. The crowd was going crazy. Priest hit the South of Heaven chokeslam. And Braun Strowman, Damian Priest got the win over the Bloodline 2.0.
Good job, Strowman. You did it. My God, you're brilliant, Tom. I mean that light shining on your face, not the review. But anyway, yeah, it was a fine main event. It was all right. It was all right. Just, I just couldn't do it.
Well, you were forced to.
It was just,
by your own accord.
It was. I mean, Solo should have won most overrated. I mean, like,
oh, he's fine.
Nah, they went halfway on this guy from day one. He was always the geek. He was always behind Fatu. Always lost. He's always the guy doing the job. They never gave him credibility. You never thought he was going to win. Like, he got over because he was feuding with Roman and Cody and everything like that. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Now what? And Solo and Jacob? Get
Solo
that over with quick.
Solo's going babyface.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jacob staying heel.
During the commercial breaks, everyone was chanting for Jacob and booing Solo. We didn't see much of that on television, but heard from people that were there. Anyway, yeah, let's forget this ever existed now. Let's all move on with our lives and see what's next. Did you watch, what did you watch this weekend?
I watched SmackDown.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got much like Henry Cejudo, I got poked in the eye. Couldn't see very well. So I had to refrain.
You didn't watch any of Collision?
No. I didn't. Well, I was busy wrestling Saturday night, actually, and relentless wrestling in Spokane, Washington. So,
well, there's two Collision matches everybody should watch: Beast Mortos versus Hologram, which was just great. I'm all for AEW just becoming a full lucha promotion. That's it. It's just lucha from now on. If you don't know lucha, you're out of here. Otherwise, you got to learn it. Beast Mortos versus Hologram was awesome.
Shibata?
And yeah, you better learn it. And then, learn it enough that you can work with actual luchadors, which brings us to the main event. Chris Jericho and Bandido. This freaking match was great. It was the best Jericho match in a long time. And this was the last match on a 4-hour taping. And these fans were going nuts for this match by the end. And Jericho beat him clean, reversing the 21-plex. Just a great match. Collision smashed SmackDown 6 ways from Sunday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM. You can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost, and delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Tom, what have you got coming up, brother?
Let me think.
You are the worst when it comes to promotion of anyone I've ever met.
I'll tell you what I do have, I know off the top of my head.
What's that?
Jersey Championship Wrestling in Asbury Park. 5/11.
Really?
May 11th. Yeah. Our old boy Orange Crush got me hooked up with Jersey Championship Wrestling.
Wow.
I'll be going there to perform some art on their canvas in May. May 11th. Don't be getting any ideas. I can see your silver
I'm not thinking
coin,
literally,
dollar hair there.
I literally, what are you saying about my hair? Did you call me, I have dollar store hair? Is that what you said?
Silver dollar hair.
Silver dollar.
Silver dollar American Eagle gold coin hair.
We should do a whole After Dark on the commercials on Sports Byline USA. I could go for weeks. Weeks I could go.
Oh, we need to gather
and of course,
all those.
Promote all of those, you know, services as
yeah.
well.
We need to get all those numbers from these hotlines and call them on the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah? It's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, right. Well, you know, we got to wrap it up, guys. But I'm going to be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio. I have begged him to start at a decent hour, so you might be able to watch on YouTube. That's video.f4wonline.com. And if you've never subscribed, we've got a new subscriber offer, discounts on monthly and annual subscriptions. You go to f4wonline.com/new. f4wonline.com/new. Great time during WrestleMania season. And you can also, for $9.99, get the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Check it out, sign up, and have some fun. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.